This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca.
No complications in negotiations. I showed it's really not the smartest thing to do.
A group of protesters outside of British Parliament earlier today with what proved to be a prescient protest. Indeed, for the second time, British Parliament has voted down Prime Minister Theresa May's latest effort to set the terms of Britain's Brexit deal to split from the European Union on March 29th. British Prime Minister Theresa May.
On a point of order, Mr. Speaker, I profoundly regret the decision that this House has taken tonight. I continue to believe that by far the best outcome is that the United Kingdom leaves the European Union in an orderly fashion with a deal. And that the deal we've negotiated is the best and indeed the only deal available.
The House of Commons voted 391 to 242 against May's plans, setting up a Wednesday vote on whether Britain should quit the 28-nation EU bloc without agreeing on any of the details of its departure. And if that fails, a Thursday vote on whether to ask the EU for more time to negotiate an agreement. A major scandal was unveiled in Boston today. AP correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
U.S. Attorney Andrew Lelling says 46 people have been charged in a bribery scheme to get underqualified rich kids into some of the nation's top colleges.
We're not talking about donating a building so that a school's more likely to take your son or daughter. We're talking about deception and fraud.
Actresses Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin are among the 33 parents charged. Lelling says parents paid hundreds of thousands of dollars, in one case more than $6 million, to a consultant who hired substitutes to take admission tests or bribed coaches to claim non-athletic applicants were being recruited to play sports. Stanford, Yale, and Wake Forest were among the target schools. I'm Warren Levinson.
And this is VOA News. The European Union's Aviation Safety Agency has banned the model of a Boeing aircraft that was involved in two fatal crashes, including an accident on Sunday that killed nearly 160 passengers and crew members. This is putting pressure on the Trump administration to do the same. VOA's White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman has more.
Several U.S. senators are calling for the Federal Aviation Administration to order an immediate temporary grounding of the MAX 8 jet. Among them, Republican Senator Mitt Romney of Utah.
I think it makes sense to ground the aircraft until we have better information.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the U.S. government is in the early stages of its investigation into the jet's second crash in Ethiopia, which on Sunday killed all 157 people on board. President Trump on Twitter on Tuesday complained airplanes are becoming far too complex to fly. But he did not call for grounding the MAX 8, which has a unique computerized anti-stall system. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
Airlines and countries across the globe have also grounded all the MAX 8 jets in their fleets. Russia and Turkish military cooperation is deepening as Ankara's relationship with Washington deteriorates. Recent joint naval exercises between Russia and Turkey and increasing military cooperation in Syria come as NATO allies question Turkey's allegiance to the Western Defense Alliance. A joint naval drill last Friday was part of a broader Turkish national military exercise. While the drills involved only a few ships, analysts have described its political implications as far more significant. The Independent International Commission of Inquiry on Syria warns that peace has not returned and it is neither safe nor sustainable for Syria's nearly 12 million refugees and internally displaced people to go back to their homes of origin. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva, where the commission's report is under review at the UN Human Rights Council.
Syria is entering its ninth year of conflict this week. The crisis is not over. Syrian government forces, with the aid of their Russian allies, have pacified large swathes of territory, but the war has not been won. Chair of the Independent Commission, Paolo Pinheiro, says scores of civilians continue to be killed and maimed in Idlib and western Aleppo by pro-government forces.
Violations of international human rights and international human rights law by all sides remain rampant, creating multiple security vacuums and thus fertile soil for future escalations.
The commission finds persecution, discrimination, and other forms of ill treatment are widespread. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The Syrian ambassador to the UN in Geneva told the council his country does not recognize the mandate of the Commission of Inquiry. Joe Palca, VOA News.